Welcome back to another installment of To Honesty and Comeuppance, an Attack on Titan fanfiction written by yours truly, Tolstoy Ackerman. You can find this fanfiction hosted on Archive of Our Own, either by clicking on my website in my profile or by going directly to AO3 and searching either for my author name, Tolstoy Ackerman, two words, or the title of this story, To Honesty and Comeuppance. Standard disclaimer, I do not own Attack on Titan. I only own the original characters here within, and this is entirely non-for-profit. Just want to say thank you to everybody who's read. I saw a couple of you were kind enough to leave some comments on the fic about the podfic and that you were enjoying it, and that really, really made my day. Thank you so much. Never hesitate to drop onto the story and let me know what you think. Also, this is going to be the final chapter where they're sending letters back and forth to one another. I do highly encourage you to check out the letters and the book covers that are in Chapter 6 on AO3. Please don't forget to subscribe if you're liking these, because right now I'm able to record and update at a rather good speed, but that could change at any time. So I'm always putting the writing of new content ahead of recording the old content for these podfics. So please do subscribe so that you don't miss out on an update. Okay, I'll quit talking. Let's get right into it. Without further ado, let's get into Chapter 6. Chapter 6, Chatting Until the Stalls Close. To be honest, Himmel hadn't known what to expect when she sent her last reply to Levi. Asking him to talk about his deepest fears was the biggest exercise of futility that she could imagine. They had been close when they were kids. They had run the Undercity at one point, until they had had their big falling out. The trust they had in one another ran deeper than any river. They had clung to one another to keep themselves afloat down there, spending days and nights and years on end together. But Himmel only knew a little bit about what his life had been like before he met her, and she didn't even know his last name. He didn't know what she had gone through before she'd met him either, as far as she knew. They had never spoken about the past, and neither had cared to air their concerns to one another. After all, spending all of their time together meant that their concerns were often the same, and therefore didn't need to be voiced. So if she came home from this mission to find no reply, that wouldn't have been a big blow. She would just brush it off and send him another letter like the exchange had never happened, and life would keep going. But once she turned in her mission report to Shadis, showered, and had a meal, she made excuses of being tired to leave the mess hall and all the nosy cadets who wanted all the details of the mission, and went to her cot. Sitting on it was a large box about half the length of her bed, along with three letters from Nathaniel. "Shit, Levi," she muttered. "Himmel!" Sasha exclaimed, rushing to wipe breadcrumbs from her face. She had been hunkered down in her bunk, eating stolen bread. "Keep eating, Sasha," Himmel laughed. "How long has this package been here?"
3 days, maybe? It came the day after you left."
Himmel got on her knees beside the bed and started opening the box. She thought she knew what it would be, but didn't want to get overly hopeful. "So, is this from your boyfriend?" Himmel nearly fell over from her crouched position in shock.
"My what? Your boyfriend? The one you're always writing letters to and getting books from?"
Suddenly, Sasha looked embarrassed, face turning red.
"Or girlfriend?"
"He's neither. We're childhood friends."
"Well, everyone thinks he's your boyfriend."
"Well, you better work on getting the word around that he's not my boyfriend. It would probably be trouble if everyone misunderstood." Himmel gave the girl a sharp look, and Sasha buckled under the pressure just as easily as Himmel had predicted.
"Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure everyone knows. He's just a friend."
"Thank you. Now, let's see what he sent me." Himmel went back to opening the box, lifting up the lid of it slowly. Then she gave a cry of joy as she saw what lay nestled in the padded box. A new ODM kit with her two beloved blades, as well as six standard ones, two custom grips, and both spare blade holders.
"This is the dream, Sasha," Himmel whispered.
Immediately, Himmel began taking everything out, wanting to affix her swords to the grips and try them out as soon as possible. But Sasha put a hand on her arm. "It's going to be lights out in a little."
"But I've been waiting almost 3 years to see these again, and here they are."
"Tomorrow, first thing," Sasha said.
"Wow, you know it's bad when Sasha's lecturing someone on delayed gratification."
Ymir had made her entrance, smirking at what was probably a very pathetic, neglected look in Himmel's eyes. Himmel sighed and relented.
You're both right. Thanks, Sasha. Tomorrow.
Sasha grinned and headed back to her bed while Himmel put everything back in its case. In her excitement, she had nearly missed the plain white paper folded in the corner. She took Levi's letter, put it with the other stack of mail, closed the case and put it on top of her trunk, and then clambered into bed before opening the letter hastily. January 2nd. Expect about 1,000 questions from Hanji when you meet them, but your ridiculous swords are modified for ODM gear now. Spend a couple days practicing and getting used to the weight before you use them on the supply run unless you want to be Titan food. Hanji tested them on Titan flesh and they sliced through like butter. We're working on establishing a path to Wall Maria so we can start rebuilding it. And it's hell. Some days it feels like the whole thing is just a fucking waste of time. That hole is so goddamn massive. I'm no architect, but I don't know how the hell they expect to brick that up without having a couple 10-meter fuckers knock it down and have the whole thing start from zero again. Erwin won't say it, but it's a battle of attrition. Who will run out first? Titans or humans? I have this team, Mel. The best fucking team you've ever seen. They've fought with me for a few years now. I know I can trust them never to give up, because I only take people who won't piss themselves and run away when it gets tough. It's a small team. Very, very small. You're going to join them. Signed, Levi. January 6th. Having my swords back is a dream come true. I've been experimenting with them here on the training grounds. I never thought they'd feel awkward in my hands, but going from the standard lightweight blades back to these is actually a bit of an adjustment. I don't know who this Hanji person is, but I want to thank them when I have the chance. This is really going to help me. You know how some people burn through their gas way too fast? I'm always going through blades instead, so hopefully now I'll be more conservative. Now I'm going to have to relearn how to cut them neatly, though. I'm sure you'll give me shit about it otherwise. I wondered how bad it was in the south. Considering the numbers I've been seeing in the north, even with the freezing temperatures, I figured there had to be swarms of Titans where you are. I'm glad your team is hardy. I'm looking forward to meeting them. Tomorrow I'm heading back to Nedley. When I get back, I'll tell you every last detail about my swords, since I know you'll be dying to hear all about them. Signed, Himmel. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, January 13th, 8:50. Mission Start, January 8th, 8:50. Mission End, January 13th, 8:50. Members, Himmel's White, Leader, Hannah, Franz, Connie, Armin. Mission Overview. Deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley. Return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned Route. Training Barracks to Utopia. Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road. Same route for return. Mission Status. Complete. Success. Casualties. 0. Injuries. Connie dislocated his right hip. Armin sustained a laceration to the left calf. Hannah's left arm was broken. Franz's nose was broken. Titan Kills. 9. White solo. Mission details. Heavy concentration of Titans around the Utopia gates. Garrison numbers were low, so we provided assistance before leaving Utopia without issue. Himmel killed 4 Titans, 3-meter, 4-meter, 4-meter, 7-meter. Procession to Nedley was fine, with limited Titan sightings and no need to engage. On the way back from Nedley, the abandoned village outside the forest was teeming with 5 Titans. Team panicked and communication broke down. Armin talked sense into Franz and Hannah. Zweit instructed Connie to lead the rest of the team into the forest. Zweit engaged all Titans successfully, and team returned to Utopia post-haste. Miscellaneous notes. Are you people purposefully trying to see how many Titans I can kill without assistance? All of these men have good qualities, but they do not add up to a cohesive team ready to fight and kill Titans. Franz and Hannah can only focus on one another. Armin still freezes. Connie is good at following directions, but bad at making split-second decisions needed in combat. It was a fucking miracle. We all made it back. Give me better teams, or their lives are on your heads. January 13th. Whoever is giving me these teams, I want to throw them out a fucking window. It's like they're drawing names out of a hat or something. Every time I'm given a mission, my first thought is, who is the weakest, and how can I protect them? Most of them don't want to go beyond the walls in the first place. Signed, Himmel. January 14th. It's a test, you fucking idiot. They want to see how you respond when your subordinates are weak, or when the situation on the battlefield becomes untenable. And so far, you've only got one pattern.
self-sacrifice. How long do you think you can keep that up? You've got no frame of reference because you're not with us officially yet, but 66 kills and only 2 deaths is unheard of, even if the Titans you're facing are slow in the cold. Slow down. Signed, Levi. January 14th. Do you want me to slow down because you're scared a recruit will get a higher kill count than humanity's strongest soldier? P.S. Where's my book? Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Back Alley Dealings. January 15th. Shut up. Hanji wants to know how the swords are in combat. Signed, Levi. January 15th. Tell Hanji that the swords are excellent. The fact that they're 15 times heavier than standard blades can lead to fatigue after 4 kills, so I like to switch to regular blades after that to give my arms a chance to relax. I felt 6 titans with my swords on the last mission, but they didn't dull. That said, I avoided slicing through bone when possible. Wish I knew how they were forged, because I think they'd be useful to other soldiers too. I think this was my favorite book so far. What's your favorite? Signed, Himmel. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, January 20th, 8:50. Mission Start, January 15th, 8:50. Mission End, January 20th, 8:50. Members, Himmel's White, Leader, Mikasa, Bertolt, Daz, Krista. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned Route, Training Barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission Status, Complete. Success. Casualties, 0. Injuries, 0. Titan kills, 2. 1 5-meter class, Zwight Solo. 1 7-meter class, Zwight Solo. Miscellaneous notes. I told you assholes never to send Daz out. Fucking useless in the field. Krista has shown remarkable progress. She has a lot of potential. January 17th. We lost 15 men today. 4 of them were mine. Good soldiers. Good people. Gnawed on and ripped apart by these mindless fuckers. Titan blood steams away without a trace, but my men's blood won't wash out of my uniform. Signed, Levi. January 20th. I'm sorry. I'm sure their sacrifices meant something. Their blood that refuses to come out of your uniform is lasting proof of their dedication. Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella called The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Blizzard Disaster. January 21st. Fuck off with your poetic bullshit. This one's my favorite. Signed, Levi. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, January 27th, 8:50. Mission Start, January 22nd, 8:50. Mission End, January 27th, 8:50. Members, Himmel's White, Leader, Eden, Marco, Annie, Sasha, Ymir. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned Route, Training Barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission Status, Complete, Success. Casualties, 0. Injuries, 0. Titan Kills, 3. 2 3-meter class, Zwight Solo, 1 8-meter class, Zwight Solo. Miscellaneous notes. A strong team. All show promise. January 27th. I can't believe that's your favorite book. The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger get trapped in a blizzard and have to use body heat to survive? That's the most cliche trash. Signed, Himmel. January 28th. You saying you wouldn't let things get out of hand in the name of survival? Signed, Levi. January 28th. Depends on who it was with, I suppose. Signed, Himmel. January 29th. What's your ideal type? Signed, Levi. January 29th. Tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. The exact opposite of you. Signed, Himmel. January 30th. I'll inform Erwin of your intentions then. Signed, Levi. January 30th. I'll fucking murder you. Signed, Himmel. January 31st. I'd like to see you try. Signed, Levi.
Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, February 5th, 8:50. Mission Start, January 31st, 8:50. Mission End, February 5th, 8:50. Members, Himmelsweit, Leader, Reiner, Jean, Krista, Mikasa, Martina. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned route, training barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission status, complete, success. Casualties, 0. Injuries, 0. Titan kills, 4. 2 4-meter class, Zwite solo, 2 7-meter class, Zwite solo. Miscellaneous notes, very strong, capable team. February 5th. I know it's still winter for another month, but the Titans aren't as sluggish as they were before. It's stupid saying this to you of all people, but I'm worried. Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Paradise. February 6th. The supply runs to the north are only necessary until the Nedley River's ice gets thin enough the boats can pass through again. That'll be the end of February, early March at the latest. Don't pussy out. Signed, Levi. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, February 12th, 8:50. Mission Start, February 7th, 8:50. Mission End, February 12th, 8:50. Members, Himmelsweit, Leader, Annie, Mikasa, Armin, Hannah. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned route, training barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission status, complete, success. Casualties, 0. Injuries, Annie sprained a wrist, Mikasa, Armin, and Hannah were concussed. Titan kills, 10. 3 3-meter class, Zwite solo, 2 5-meter class, Zwite solo, 2 8-meter class, Zwite solo, Zwite kill, Annie assist. 3 10-meter class, Zwite solo, Zwite kill, Annie assist, Zwite kill, Annie assist. Mission details. It's always that fucking forest and abandoned village. On the way to Utopia, the team was swarmed by Titans on the outskirts of the forest and in the abandoned village. One of the 10-meter Titans managed to swipe at and knock out Mikasa, Armin, and Hannah. Despite sustaining a sprained wrist, Annie fought bravely to protect all three. After eliminating all Titans, tied horses to supply carts, and rushed to Utopia. Miscellaneous notes. It was a goddamn miracle that we made it back. If those Titans hadn't been slowed by the cold, there would be no report. February 12th. Why'd you return the book without a reply? How many times have I told you to take it slow? You're getting messy. I won't allow that shit on my team. Signed, Levi. February 14th. I'm not letting these kids die. Signed, Himmel. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, February 19th, 8:50. Mission Start, February 14th, 8:50. Mission End, February 19th, 8:50. Members, Himmelsweit, Leader, Connie, Eugen, Bertane, Alina. Mission Overview. Deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned route, training barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission status, complete, success. Casualties, 3, Eugen Foster, Bertine Ball, Alina Green. Injuries, Connie sustained a deep cut on his arm and a concussion, Zwite dislocated a shoulder. Titan kills, 12, Zwite solo, 8, Zwite kill, 4, Connie assist, 2, Eugen, Bertine, Alina, assist, 1. Mission details. That fucking forest and village. Why do the Titans converge there every goddamn time? It's there, but it's the only route to Nedley now that the mountain road is covered in snow. They're meant to be slow in winter, but these weren't slow. It was almost like they were waiting for us there, like they knew some humans would come out of these woods at some point. I was running point and gave the order to switch to ODM, but some of them were too slow to react, and some lost their cool. I tried, but I couldn't kill them quick enough. They were good kids. Collected their remains. Hitched spare horses to wagons, and rode post-haste to Nedley, where Connie and I received medical treatment. The mission report, sir. Himmel held out the paper with her left hand, the right one having been put in a sling a few hours ago. Shadis took the report and pored over it, all while Himmel stood at attention and tried her hardest not to collapse from exhaustion. Three men. She'd lost three good men because she hadn't noticed the Titans quick enough, and she had nearly lost Connie as well. The pain of the shoulder she'd forced back into place was nothing compared to the guilt she carried in her gut. All she wanted was to get out of this room and sink into oblivion, where she could never lead another person to their death again. "Swite," Shadis said in that stern tone of his. She forced herself to meet his gaze. "Sir, are you a monster?" "Sir?" Shadis's gaze was so sharp it sliced into her. 8 solo kills, 4 kills with assists. This would be a feat even for Levi. "I exerted every last ounce of effort to protect my men and complete my mission, sir." "The number of Titans in the North has been increasing, as your missions and other surveys have confirmed. Be that as it may, to be swarmed by a dozen Titans and to come out with nothing but a dislocated shoulder is fortuitous." Himmel's eyes narrowed slightly. "Sir, is any part of the mission report lacking in detail?" "No, it's as thorough as need be, but I do have a question." "Sir." "Why is it," he said, every iota of his presence bearing down upon her, "that one of the men's uniform has signs of a chest wound, despite there being no wound on their body?" Himmel didn't waver. "I don't understand, sir." "It appears as though Alina Green suffered a stab to the heart. Her uniform has a cut in the center of it and bloodstains, yet there's no wound on her chest. What can you say about this, Zwite?" She had to resist the urge to roll her eyes. "Sir, in the confusion of the battle, I can't be aware of each of the injuries my men suffer. I don't know what could have caused that. Perhaps you could ask Springer when he comes to, sir. He may have seen what happened to Green." February 20th. "Oi, where's my letter?" Signed, Levi. February 22nd. "You fucking returned my letter without opening it? Are you blaming yourself? Replaying it all 100 times, trying to find ways you could have changed it? It doesn't matter how much experience you have. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. It doesn't matter what decisions you make. Sometimes everything just goes to shit, and all you can do is react and move forward. Don't let this break you, Mel." Signed, Levi. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report, February 27th, 8:50. Mission Start, February 22nd, 8:50. Mission End, February 27th, 8:50. Members, Himmelswhite, Leader, Max, Melanie, Rory, Moritz. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned Route, Training Barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission Status, Complete, Success. Casualties. 4. Max Abel, Melanie Weber, Rory Hill, Moritz Peters. Injuries. Zwite dislocated her right arm, sustained a concussion, and laceration to the head. Titan kills. 13. 8. Zwite solo. 5. Zwite kill. All others assist. Mission details. Zwite made the decision to go through the forest and abandon village at night, thereby reducing risk of attack. Cargo was delivered to Nedley without incident. A few Titans sighted, but too far to engage. On the return, we again took the abandoned village and forest at night. We exited the forest at daybreak and were swarmed by more than a dozen Titans, 5 of which were abnormals, exceptionally fast and unpredictable movements. The kids tried. They were very brave. Collected their remains after all targets eliminated. Could not retrieve Melanie's at all. Lost 2 horses, returned to Utopia, and received medical treatment. Miscellaneous notes. It's too dangerous. There's too many Titans in the North now to be sending recruits. February 27th. "Oi, you hit your head and forget how to fucking write? I saw that you opened it. I know you read it." Signed, Levi. February 28th.
Was it just me who thought that the walls between us were finally coming down until now? Mel, don't shut me out. Signed, Levi. March 1st. Levi, they're sending us out again. I told Shadis it was suicide, that they needed to use real soldiers, but he ignored me. When you left me, I never stopped thinking about you. I used to sneak up in the crowds and watch you leave on expeditions. I got intel on the Survey Corps to make sure you were okay. You wanted distance, and I wanted to respect it, so I just watched you from afar, but I never stopped hoping that one day you'd come back into my life, and now that you're back in it, I'm scared because things matter again. If I come back, will you send me some of those cakes again? Signed, Himmel. March 1st. I'll buy up the whole shop. Come back alive. That's a fucking order. Signed, Levi. Rose Recruit Barracks to Nedley Transport Mission Report. March 9th, 8:50. Dictated by Himmel Zweit, transcribed by Armin Arlett. Mission Start, March 2nd, 8:50. Mission End, March 7th, 8:50. Members, Himmel Zweit, Leader, Tobias, Leah, Issa, Arne. Mission Overview, deliver 2 carts of food and medical supplies to Nedley, return with 2 carts of ore. Assigned Route, Training Barracks to Utopia, Utopia to Nedley via Nedley Road, same route for return. Mission Status, complete. Success. Casualties. 4. Tobias Howe. Leah Page. Issa Davidson. Arne Lucas. Injuries. Zweit dislocated left arm and broken right hand, internal bleeding, and a laceration to the back. Titan kills. 19. Zweit solo. 8. Zweit kills. 7. All assist. All kill. 4. Zweit assist. Mission details. Started off fine. Took the forest and abandoned village by night. No encounters. Delivered goods to Nedley. Timed return so that we could clear the abandoned village, forest, and a kilometer in the night. 19. 19 Titans appeared in those trees. We ran right into them. And they woke up. The lanterns were all shattered and doused in the turmoil before all of them could be eliminated. Screams. So many screams. Sounds of tearing flesh and bursting organs. Zweit could see well enough to neutralize all targets, collected all remains possible, returned with only 1 horse. Miscellaneous notes. I told you not to send us out there. March 9th. They say the river's ice is finally thin enough. Signed, Himmel. Folded up in a large box of cakes. March 10th. You did a good job. Signed, Levi. March 11th. With the number of people I've killed, I thought I was okay with death. I was wrong. I really love these cakes. Signed, Himmel. March 12th. It's only another month until you graduate and join my team. How are your wounds? Signed, Levi. March 12th. I'm on bed rest for a full 4 weeks. I'll be up and moving just before the ceremony. Keep the books and letters coming. Signed, Himmel. March 13th. You want me to send you porn when your right hand is broken? What, do you like to suffer? Signed, Levi. March 14th. I'm ambidextrous. Signed, Himmel. Folded up in a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Slippery Predicament. March 15th. Oh. Signed, Levi. March 16th. That was curt, even for you. Don't tell me your right hand was incapacitated, too. Signed, Himmel. March 17th. I'm also ambidextrous. Signed, Levi. March 18th. All the kids are convinced that there's this asshole named Levi that's my lover. Even though I keep telling them that he's not my lover, he's just an asshole. Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Meadow Frolic. March 20th. My team members never believe I'm writing reports. They're probably just as annoying as those brats you're with. Signed, Levi.
March 22nd. Can I tell you a secret? Signed, Himmel. March 22nd. Are you 12? Signed, Levi. March 23rd. I've been sneaking out of the barracks to take care of things down in the Undercity this whole time when I'm not on missions. I've gotten all kinds of action, except for one. Signed, Himmel. March 24th. I hear you have several fans among the 104th. I'm sure one of them would oblige. Signed, Levi. March 25th. Ew! They're gross, sweaty, inexperienced boys. The very opposite of what I want. Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Window Display. March 26th. Ah, that's right. You said Erwin is your type. Skip to page 84. It's the best part. Signed, Levi. March 28th. You know damn well Commander Erwin's not my type. Page 84 was pretty nice. One of those great to imagine, impractical in real life positions. Signed, Himmel. March 29th. He'll be heartbroken when I break the news. If you think it's impractical, you've been doing it wrong, you idiot. Signed, Levi. March 30th. What? You gonna show me how it's done, then? Signed, Himmel. April 1st. Don't be stupid. I'm your commanding officer in 5 days. Signed, Levi. April 2nd. Is that what's stopping you? Signed, Himmel. Folded up inside a novella titled The Sausage Seller and the Melonmonger's Indecent Proposal. April 4th. This is the last book in the series. Better savor it. Signed, Levi. Himmel folded up the letter and put it back in the book. She would have frowned if she could. What had these stupid letters devolved into? Was it all just jokes? Half-jokes? Or... She had spent the last 4 weeks on her stomach so the cut on her back could heal, and her only diversions were Levi's letters, the torrid romances he sent, and the occasional visitor. It was only natural that her mind would wander and read into things that simply weren't there. She had all but spilled her heart out onto the pages for him before she left on that last mission, but he had given her no evidence that he felt the same. Yet, why did she feel like there was something between them now that hadn't been there before? Why did each letter seem to carry an electric charge to it that warmed her fingertips? Why was he so quick to reply almost every time? It was rare for him to make her wait more than a day, even though she knew that he had to be outside the walls some of the time. Some of his replies were scrawled so hastily that Himmel imagined the porter had delivered it, Levi had opened it, written a reply, and handed it back to the porter so she'd have his reply waiting for her in the morning. But some others, especially towards the end, had longer delays. It could have been that he was in difficult terrain. They had been laying supply relays all winter, and this must mean that they were further south now. But had the delay been because of indecision? It had taken him 2 days to reply when she asked if he'd show her how that position was done. And 2 days when she asked if he was turning her down solely because she'd be joining his team. It could have been a coincidence, but some part of Himmel couldn't fully accept it. And had he really jacked off while writing her that one reply? The last book he had sent her as well. It did appear to be the last book in the series, like he had said, but it ended with the sausage seller and the melonmonger getting married. Surely that didn't have any significance to it. That was just how series ended, wasn't it? Happened all the time. It was a natural conclusion. It wasn't a sign that he wanted to... Well, he certainly didn't want to marry her, but could it have been a sign that he wanted a relationship if he could? That was a thought that kept her thinking late into the night. Levi had been out of her life for so long, and now they had corresponded a winter. That wasn't enough for a rational person to rekindle romantic feelings. Himmel had been through a very rough few months, a new kind of rough that she had never experienced in the Undercity. There was no one in the barracks who really understood her situation, but Levi could relate better than anyone. It was just like back in the old days, when they were both drowning and clinging to one another to stay afloat. Yes, that's all it was. Anyways, Himmel decided that was enough of staying up in her head. Today was to be their last day of training. They were on garrison duty in Trost, as part of training was to sample all three branches. She was walking the streets, taking in the sunshine and fresh air, enjoying the easy day. It wasn't quite noon, and the morning chill had all but dissipated, unless a breeze hustled it back for a moment. After the hellish, bleak winter and a month of lying in a bed in the infirmary, Himmel couldn't ask for anything better. She had half a mind to shirk her duties for the day and pay a visit to the underground. The garrison wasn't as lazy as the MPs, and she figured that after everything she'd done in the past few months, she could be excused for playing hooky for a day. Her mind made up, she pulled up a second bandana out of her pocket and tied up her long mane of golden curls, helping to disguise herself further, and then went in search of the nearest pathway to the Undercity. There should have been a few close to Wall Rose, if memory served. Without warning, the people on the street that were passing her gasped, their eyes all transfixed on something in the sky. Himmel knew that look all too well. It was the look her men had all worn at one time or another outside the walls. Himmel spun around, and she had to admit, she didn't believe it. She couldn't accept what she was seeing. She and all the other people who had frozen in the street. They were all seeing things. They had to be. Because there was no way that they were all looking at the head of the colossal Titan, glaring down on Trost and humankind like a stain on the soil. Phew! And that wraps up Chapter 6. Thank you very much to everybody for listening to another chapter. This was a lot of fun to read. I had to really sort of stretch my acting muscles there for some of those letters. I hope you enjoyed it and it didn't sound too, I don't know, corny or over the top or anything. Thanks again. Left you on a bit of a cliffhanger. I tend to do that. Get used to it. If you liked what you heard, definitely feel free to stop by on AO3 and leave me a little comment letting me know. I absolutely love to hear from you. And, one other small note I'd like to make is my pronunciations for the place names and character names as well, you may notice, may not be exactly what you're used to. I'm a Japanese sub watcher. I've never watched the English dub, so I'm really kind of relying on the Japanese pronunciation most of the time, unless it's like Berutorudo, which I'm just not. We're not going that route. So, I guess if you notice some pronunciation differences, that's probably why that's happening. But I do attempt to be accurate in most things. So if you do spot an issue, a mistake, or anything like that, let me know, because I'm all about improvement. So again, thanks again. Hope to see you soon. Take care, and bye-bye.